Welcome into the Jaguars.com post-game report, joined by head coach Gus Bradley. Congratulations, a 13-6 win on the road and really a great overall team victory.
It really was. I mean, for all three phases to come through like we needed to, we had some adversity, and the guys didn't flinch. They really stayed strong in it, and, you know, it produced a victory.
The last couple of weeks, the defense has gotten better against the run. This week, the offense got better at running the football. Made Chad Penny certainly efficient.
Yeah, it all helps. You know, anytime you can get the run game going, you know, and really there's a one-yarder, a two-yarder, but we just stuck with it and then popped a couple explosive runs, which is so critical. I mean, it keeps the defense a little off balance and helps the passing game.
Maurice's carries went down, but his production went up with Jordan Todman getting the extra carries, and Maurice had his longest run of the year.
Well, what a credit to Mojo. I mean, we brought him in this week and said, hey, let's take a look at this. If we can keep you fresher, it may end up where you're more productive. And that's hard for him to do. It was really hard, but he completely bought into it and said, let's take a look at it. And if it helps us get better, let's do it. And to see him go out and have the game he did was great.
We had talked earlier in the week about containing Keyshawn Martin. They're a dangerous return man, and your special teams once again came up big.
Yeah, our special teams, I mean, they get challenged every week, and, you know, just a bunch of guys that really believe, spirited guys, take a lot of pride in it, and, you know, they'll face another challenge next week, and they'll be up for it. So it's great to see that group come along as well.
All right, last question, the defense. 2 weeks in a row they got better against the run. Today, a step up because this is a really good running football team. And your guys made plays, and none of them bigger than at the very end with Ryan Davis making the interception to stop them.
You know what? We have all these catchphrases that we use to illustrate keeping using proper technique. That was truly a stack monster. You know, he came out of the stack, ran to the ball, and so many times, you know, you might have a chance to finish at a play, but to get an interception like that is a critical play in the game.
All right, so now do you want to talk fishing?
Yeah, on the way home.
Thank you, Gus.
All right, thank you.
Welcome back into the Jaguars.com post-game report, joined now by quarterback Chad Henne. Chad, congratulations, an offense that didn't score a ton of points but did enough and very efficient.
Yeah, I think, you know, we got the run game started, and Maurice did a really good job running up front, and the guys, you know, did a really good job protecting and getting the holes for him to run through. So we kept it balanced, and we stuck to our game plan and got some big plays out of it.
And keeping that balance to keep a guy like J.J. Watt from just pinning his ears back, and also Antonio Smith.
Absolutely. And, you know, you saw earlier in the game we had some one-on-one matchups, and we knew we were going to get hit back there. But sit in that pocket, let the guys win our one-on-one matchups at wide out. And I thought the offensive line, after we settled in, did a really good job.
You bring in, we knew we were going to get hit back there. I give you credit, Chad. You hung in there. You took some shots.
Yeah, and, you know, week in and week out, you know you're going to get hit. And for me, it's just believe in the guys, and I really do believe in our guys up front. I think they did a great job, and, you know, we only get better each and every week.
And making big plays, if you look at the two drives that you scored on early in that ball game, one of them, the big pass play to Ace Sanders, then also Maurice for over 40 yards, those big plays certainly help.
Yeah, we definitely talked about it. You know, last week we started fast, and this week we want to start fast but finish strong. And I thought, you know, we definitely did that in both cases, and I thought we had a better finish in this week than last week.
All right, thank you, Chad.
Yep, thank you.
Welcome back into the Jaguars.com post-game report, joined now by Jaguar Pride member Tony Baselli. And, Tony, I'm going to give you the floor on the offensive line because I thought that they did a great job, so have at it.
They did an outstanding job both in the run and the pass protection. They got over 100 yards for the first time all season. There were some gaping holes up front from Maurice Jones-Drew and Todman to run through. Protection, for the most part, was really good. Chad Henne took some hits, but against a front like that, you're going to do that. And listen, you and I talked about it. J.J. Watt, best defensive player in the NFL. He had a sack. He had a block punt or a block field goal. But outside of that, was he a major factor in this ball game? I thought they neutralized him. I thought they did a great job on him. Good game plan by George Arnold, the offensive line coach, Jed Fish. They doubled him a lot. And Antonio Smith, another guy, dominant football player, wasn't a huge factor in this ball game. Hats off to the offensive line. They've gotten better each week. And I'll say this, Jeff, and we talked about it quite a bit. The reason this team has won 2 of 3 in the last 3 weeks is because of the defensive front is
stopping
playing so
run.
Much better, mm-hmm. and the offensive line is doing a much better job. Those are the main reasons.
All right, well, let me jump onto that side of the ball because coming off a game in which you allowed the Arizona Cardinals only 14 yards rushing, hey, look, I didn't expect that kind of a repeat performance, but the Houston Texans foundation is their ability to run the football. They couldn't get it going with Ben Tate. They went to an undrafted rookie late in this ballgame, got a little bit of production, but in the first half, the Texans had 60 yards.
And they never got it going, and that's it. I mean, Gary Kubiak's – the foundation of his offense is play action pass, naked bootlegs, which means you have to be able to run the ball if you're going to do that. They couldn't. On top of that, if you can make that team one-dimensional right now with the poor quarterback play, Case Keenum really struggled. Didn't know where to go with the ball a lot of times.
And did not get the ball to Andre Johnson.
We played single high man and man coverage in Andre Johnson, daring him to throw the ball there, and he never did, or only did twice. Outstanding job. And Bob Babbage, you know, let's give him some credit because guess what? He dialed up the blitz when he needed to, rushed four. It was a good team effort.
All right. Thank you, Tony.
All right.
Welcome back into the Jaguars.com postgame report. Before we get to this game, by the way, don't you ever steal my glasses before the game again.
All right. Here.
do we got that straight? I can't see through yours. Right. I can only see through mine. Well. Anyway, hey, look, another win, two out of the last three, mm-hmm. both of them on the road, impressive.
Yeah, and I mean, talking to players and from what Gus Bradley said, I think what's significant is these guys got together after the bye, and they decided they were going to take it upon themselves to do a better job of doing what Gus was preaching. And I think Gus will be happy to hear that because he's been talking all year about these guys have to own it first. He wants the players to own it. And it really feels like coming out of the bye, they've done that. As you said, two victories in three games, clearly their best three games of the year. Today was clearly their best defensive game of the year. So those are all the things that you hope to see when you were coming out of a bye where it seemed pretty dark at that time.
It's funny that you bring that up because on postgame radio with Maurice Jones-Drew, he pointed to that bye week in mm-hmm. which Gus Bradley gave the team the entire week off yeah. and said, look, that really has made a difference with us. He said, because he gave us that time off, and he believes in us.
Well, and Mo made the point right after that. How many coaches would do that? A lot of guys come back and say, you know what, we were in London, you might be tired, but we're going to get to work. We're going to figure this out. And Gus really stayed true to his message, which was it's not any one thing, you know, one practice isn't going to fix all this. It was more, we're doing okay. We're doing the things. You guys are doing what I'm telling you to do. Let's go back. Let's come back, and let's get it right. But it was not a panic situation. It was not a, oh, my goodness, we have to win a game. He never got to that point. He just sort of kept preaching what he was preaching. And in the last two or three games, it showed up.
I give Gus Bradley a lot of credit because over the last couple of weeks, when you watch the film, mm-hmm. even in defeat, you see a team giving great effort, and that's not typical
right.
of a football team that only had one win coming prior to this game.
Well, what Gus also talked about, he talked some this week about he wanted to see a more consistent effort than he saw against Arizona. I don't know if this was the consistent effort he was looking for, but he also talked today just now, they overcame adversity for a second straight week. If you remember the Cardinals game last week, there was that little point in the third quarter where a lot went wrong. And the team never really quit. They stayed in it, didn't get the win, but it didn't have a backslide. Well, today, again, a lot of adversity. Even the first drive, second 17, and you overcome and get a touchdown. They overcame some things, and they fought, and they got that win. So, you know, again, in the last two or three games, I don't know that you could ask for a better feeling from the guys in the locker room right now, especially considering where they were coming out of the bye.
All right, thank you, Johnny. That'll do it
Thanks,
from
Jeff.
Us from here in Houston. Jaguars win 13-6.